People in China are bearing the biggest burden by far of this new coronavirus. There are now nearly 10,000 reported cases in the country. Only about 100 have been reported outside of China. But yesterday, the World Health Organization declared it an international public health emergency. Now, three major U.S. airlines have suspended flights in and out of China. That's despite the fact that the head of the WHO recommended not doing so. U.S. authorities also announced that any foreign national who's been to China in the past 14 days will be barred from entering the country. That rule will apply starting on Sunday. It's a fast-moving story with a lot to take in, so let's get a reality check about just how serious this thing really is and the best way to prevent its spread.
Frankly, scientists, including myself and more or less all scientists who are studying this at the moment, are also trying to understand how severe is this.
Michael Minna is an infectious disease specialist who studies viruses like this one. He's also a physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital here in Boston.
What we know is that currently there's been around 10,000 reported cases, for example, and around 200 of those cases have led to deaths. Now, that sounds very, very scary, but what is not as apparent and is very difficult to measure is just how many real cases are there truly. It's possible, for example, that there may be 100,000 or more cases going on currently or that have already happened. And although that sounds scary, what that means is that if there's actually been 100,000 cases, that means the vast majority of them have been totally asymptomatic, just kind of like a normal flu season. You might have very mild symptoms in some people, and then a very few will actually go to the hospital.
Okay, let's get down to the reality check. How is the coronavirus spread? What do we know about that?
Sure. So the coronavirus is a respiratory virus, and it's spread in droplets. So when somebody coughs who has it, those droplets will fly out of somebody and potentially be inhaled or otherwise contact somebody else. It can also be spread on surfaces. If somebody coughs on a doorknob or wipes their nose and then opens a door, somebody behind them might touch it and wipe their own nose, for example, or touch their face, which is why taking precautions is so important. We want to make sure that everyone's washing their hands as much as possible and trying not to touch their face as much as possible.
And what are the symptoms of the coronavirus?
So the symptoms are generally a bit like a flu virus. People get a cough, they get fever, and generally an achy feeling. If you get a severe infection, though, then some of the symptoms become much more apparent. Things like respiratory distress, you start having trouble breathing, but that's sort of going in a more severe direction.
What advice do you have for people right now outside of China?
Mm-hmm. I think one of the best ways to prepare is to just keep abreast of all of the knowledge and the information that's coming out. Make sure you're reading multiple different media sites and don't get trapped into reading information that might be misinformation. There's been a lot of fear-mongering, mostly because of social media and the spread, the rapid dissemination of both good and false information. The other thing is, outside of China, there's been extraordinarily small numbers of cases relative to the human population that have been diagnosed. And so we just don't know, is this actually going to spread in the United States? That's still an unknown. And so at the moment, there's nothing to do anyway. We just have to take a step back and wait to see, does this actually start to spread? And then we'll give the information as quick as we know it to the public.
Michael Minna is an infectious disease specialist. He's also a physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
An outbreak like what we're seeing with the coronavirus leads to many questions. We got to some of those questions here with Dr. Minna, but I'm betting you have more. Join us on Monday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern for a Facebook Live with Dr. Minna in partnership with Harvard's Chan School of Public Health. Send us your questions starting now on the World's Facebook page and join us live on Monday at 11:30 Eastern.